Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. All right. Hey there, family and friends. Hey, welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. Before we get started, I want to go ahead and read a review today. So I want to let you know that I'm so thankful and grateful for the reviews that we get for the podcast. I read all of them. And then today's review comes from Eric Bond, my buddy Eric Bond, who I actually had on as a guest, and I was on his show as a guest. He says, great content and inspiring. Just started listening to this podcast. It's great. Tons of impactful takeaways for people looking to get better and grow every day, which is good. And I chose this one because he talked about growing. And today, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about growth. For me, this is a subject that I love. I'm pretty passionate about. And let's start right here. So don't get satisfied. That's exactly how it was said. Those are the words that I heard after almost every wrestling match in high school. And usually it was actually probably like this. Parks, good work. Don't get satisfied. Don't get satisfied. Those words came from Coach Atterbury. So I've talked about Coach Atterbury before in another episode. It was one of my dad's assistant wrestling coaches. He was our football coach. He is a man of great inspiration. And for me, he cared deeply about me, right? I care deeply about him. He's one of the toughest, most old school. And today is a little different. I mean, every time I see Coach Atterbury, he gives me a hug, tells me he loves me. But the man is a tough human being. Talk about him. He'd be in there lifting weights, have the heat up in the weight room. The windows or the mirrors would be foggy in the weight room. You know, whenever he coached you, he pushed you to your absolute limits every single time. Coach Atterbury has been battling cancer for the last couple of years. And in the midst of stage 4 cancer, battling lung cancer, he's still coaching football. He's still out here doing his thing. He's still getting after it. You know, Coach Atterbury is one of those guys that doesn't just talk about it, like he is about it, right? So he used to tell me after every single wrestling match, and he would often challenge me before matches. You know, this is in high school, but he would be like, hey, you know, Parks, whenever you go out there, your goal is I want you to get 15 takedowns, you know, or so like something, you know, a big number, right? So I want you to turn the guy 4 times and then pin him. And then he would usually make some sort of challenge with the reward. If I did it, then I would get a Gatorade or whatever it was, you know. So I loved Coach Atterbury. I didn't need the Gatorade, man, but I made sure to, you know, that I would remind him whenever I walked off the mat or the next day at practice. But he would always tell me, don't get satisfied. And I remember like the first time I heard him say it, and I was just like, I don't really understand. And then I got used to him saying it all the time. And to be honest, looking back, I mean, I don't know that I did fully understand whenever I was a high school kid, you know? So don't get satisfied. Now, let me insert this thought process here. There's a difference between satisfaction and contentment. Paul tells us in the Bible to learn to be content in every situation, all right? A good situation, a bad situation, difficult, easy, whatever. Paul said he has learned to be content in all these situations. And, you know, this is a guy who, I mean, heck, he wrote a lot of the New Testament, right? We know that much. He was, you know, an expert in the law, in the Jewish law. And he was a man who didn't like Jesus. And he actually killed Christ's followers or had them killed. And then he ends up giving his life to Jesus and went through some true hardships and sacrifices as he was spreading, you know, the gospel, the good news. All right. But yet Paul said, I've learned to be content in all situations. Satisfied is a little different. All right. So If I went and I did a job, I've satisfied that obligation. Satisfaction sometimes can be based off, you know, I won or I lost or whatever. Contentment is being okay whether you won or whether you lost, not looking at the outcome, not just relying on the outcome. We all love winning, right? Winning's fun. Losing is not fun. Let's be honest. As a coach, as an athlete, I love winning, don't like losing. But learning to be content in all situations is different. We should be content because we know that everything we do contributes to our growth, a growth process, us growing as human beings, as athletes, as people, growing in your job, growing as a parent, as a husband, as a wife, whatever it is, and all these things. Okay, so we learn to be content in those situations, but we're not satisfied. And sometimes, you know, I look at this, taking this lesson from Coach Jerry, I look at the satisfaction in a few different ways. One is sometimes we have a lot of success or we get really good at something and we get satisfied and we stop doing the things that got us there in the first place. And you can go back and listen to one of my former episodes where I talk about a white belt mentality, right? So even if you're a black belt, you have to maintain a white belt mentality, always looking to grow, always looking to learn. And it's kind of the same thing here. If you do really good and you excel, but you stop doing the things that got you there, if you stop doing the things that helped you to grow along the way, you're probably not going to maintain sitting at the top. Life has peaks and valleys, right? And many times we don't stay on top of the mountain. We don't stay on top of the peak. We end up, you know, drifting back down or sometimes all the way in the valley, which is not a cool place to be. Then we got to climb our way back out of there. Life is full of adversity and many people have athletes, businessmen. I mean, some of the most inspirational human beings that have ever been written about or thought about or movies made about has come from their valley moments. And then they climb their way back up. But we don't want to just make it to the NFL. We don't want to just make it to the NBA. I don't want to just make it onto a college team. You want to get there and succeed. So you can't get satisfied just because you made it. You have to look at what got me here, what can I continue to do to improve on, and then work on that. If you get your dream job or you get a job and you're pretty secure in it, sometimes you can get satisfied. And all of a sudden, the zeal that you had when you very first kind of fell in love with the job or the position or chasing that dream even, that zeal or that zest goes away. And now it comes down to making a decision, not just based on emotions and feelings, but making a decision. I'm going to be consistent and I'm going to work hard and I'm going to continue to try to grow here. All right. So that's what I mean when I say don't get satisfied. When Coach Atterbury would tell me don't get satisfied, he would sometimes say that after a match where maybe I pinned the dude in 30 seconds. Now he might say that after a match where I won 2-1. The whole point was Coach Atterbury wanted me to continue to grow and know that I had not achieved fullness. I had not achieved everything that could be achieved in the sport. And that's one of the things I love about sports. And I'll speak mostly about wrestling here because I'm a wrestling coach and a wrestling guy. But, you know, I coached football for years. I played football, played baseball. And I work with athletes, mindset athletes around the nation in all kinds of sports, right? And I'm a huge, MMA and jiu-jitsu, martial arts guy. I love martial arts. But let's talk about wrestling specifically. You can never reach the pinnacle. Even if you're Kel Sanderson and you've had an undefeated college career and then you won the Olympics and then you won multiple national titles as a coach, there are always new techniques to learn. There are always new ways to teach those techniques. The culture of your team, right? That is ever changing. It's not evergreen. You got to water it, okay? You're always working on it. And as a coach, when you're getting new athletes in every year, things change a little bit. So you're always working on that. You're always improving and trying to get better. If you are a CEO or if you're running, maybe you're a manager and you're running a team or you're running an office, or you're running an entire business, you're the principal, or you're the superintendent, you're always working on things and trying to get your staff to improve, trying to improve the culture of your school, trying to find the best pedagogy that you can. We're always trying to get better and trying to improve all the time. We're not going to get satisfied with where we are. You know, so how? How do we continue to improve? How do we continue to grow? Let me talk about education first. And I'm talking about self-education. I'm not talking about going to school. I'm talking about self-education, okay? Some people love school. Some people excel at school. And I did well at school, but I didn't love school. I mean, I liked seeing my friends, I liked playing sports, didn't mind the classroom that much, but honestly, I wasn't there to truly learn. So when I was in elementary, middle school, high school, I was grade motivated. I wanted to make straight A's. And if I didn't, it really bothered me. I am competitive. I wanted to be, you know, in the gifted program until I found out that they started taking away my recess in elementary, and then gifted wasn't cool. You know, I wanted to make straight A's. I wanted to have the best GPA or at least beat some of my friends who are pretty smart, but I didn't care about learning. And then when I got into college, it was kind of the same thing initially. And I actually kind of got myself in trouble a little bit my freshman year in college, right? I wasn't going to class, and it was easy to sleep in, had an early morning math class. And I remember my coach grabs me first semester in college, and he says, "Hey, you're on a scholarship, right?" And I was like, "Yes, sir." And he was like, "You want to keep it?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he said, "Then you better go to class, because if you fail, you're losing that scholarship." And so I started going to class, but my mindset hadn't changed yet. What happened was second semester for me, I made a decision, and for me, this ties in with my faith. I don't know what your beliefs are, but this ties in my faith. But I gave my life to Christ. And early in that second semester of that freshman year of college, gave my life to Christ, and a lot of things changed. But one of the things that changed for me was my mindset of education. And this was just a simple thought process. I just thought, you know what? I'm in college. I want to be a good representative for Jesus. I want to be a good representative for my family. But a big thing was just this. And again, it's very simple. If I have to be here and I want to wrestle, that's why I'm here. If I have to be here in order to wrestle, I might as well try to learn something. Who knows? Maybe I can use it one day. Okay. So I actually started trying to learn, not just memorize, not just rote memorization, not just getting projects or assignments done or papers written, but really trying to study these things and learn them. And you know, initially I was a history major. And so I was studying those things, and then I switched and went into health and human performance. And we were talking about, you know, kinesiology and physiology and learning about the body and applying that to strength conditioning, which is a great passion. And, you know, then being a PE teacher, but all these things, guess what? I love it because I started to study it and I realized these things do connect with my passions. So I want to get even better at those. And I still use a lot of that stuff that I learned in college, even now. And then of course, once you get on the job, hopefully you have somebody that mentors you or helps you, or you learn along the way, then you grow from that as well. Okay. But self-education, one of the problems I think I kind of had with school is sometimes you have to study things that you don't really enjoy. Let's look at math, and people be, you know, I remember saying this when I was young, like, why do I have to do this? I'm never going to use this. And I know this is going to make some math teachers cringe, but I was right with a lot of that. Okay. When it comes to some of that advanced math, there are some people that have jobs that have to use a ton of math every single day. They probably get to use calculators and computers. So when we had to write it out on paper, that's not realistic, but there are some times you do that. Okay, I digress. There are people that have to use a lot of math. Most of us, and in my job, I don't have to use a lot of math every day. Okay, addition, subtraction, I can bust out the calculator and get whatever I need to get done, knowing some percentages and things like that. But whenever you get to study the things that you want to study, that helps you in this whole don't get satisfied thing. Because if you want to be a great businessman, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to get into nutrition and be a nutritionist or help people with their workouts and plan their workouts and get into the fitness industry, whatever it is, it's your passion. There are so many things out there you can study and you've never reached the pinnacle. You're not satisfied. You're trying to become a better trainer. You're trying to become a better pastor. You're trying to become a better parent. You're trying to become a better whatever it is, okay? You fill in the blank. Get on Google. You can study these things. You can find the top industry leading, whatever the industry is, right? You can find the top people in the industry, and you can probably, a lot of them have written books or books have been written about them. You can find those books. You can read those, and you can watch instructional videos. You can self-educate, which I love. I was not a reader growing up. I only read what I had to read. Now I read like a book every week or two. And there are things that I want to read, areas that I want to grow in, things that inspire me, okay? And that's what I'm urging you on to do here is we're talking about don't get satisfied. Read. The things that we're putting into our eyes and into our ears, they get down into our heart, they come back out of our mouths, they guide who we are, they guide our habits, eventually our character, all right? All those things are combined and interconnected, all right? So What are you reading? Are you reading? Don't be one of those people that, I mean, having the ability to read and choosing not to read, or like, okay, if I have the ability to read, but I choose not to read, then what's the difference? Okay. If I can't read and I'm choosing not to read, there's really no difference. If I can read, I should choose to read, and I should choose to read to, and let me back up. Some people don't love sitting and reading, but you can listen to a lot of these books on audio. So you can listen to it on Audible or whatever other program. There's many library programs and things like that where you can listen to books, but some form of reading. Personally, I like to physically read, and whether it's on a Kindle or on my phone or a computer or a physical book, I like getting the physical copy of the book personally and reading through that, but I have a ton of stuff on Kindle too. And let's just be honest. I mean, a lot of times it's like $9 on Kindle and $19 on when you're buying the hardback. And so I just a lot of times download things on Kindle, but sometimes I just want it like right then. And so I download it. Okay. But reading, listening to podcasts, just like this one. I mean, any area that you want to grow in, you can. And I'm pretty eclectic and diverse with my podcasts, but I'm listening to business podcasts. I'm listening to church podcasts and preachers and people that inspire me and people in the real estate industry. And I have nothing to do with real estate. If I think I can learn and grow from somebody, or if they inspire me and I want to listen to them, I want to get their words in my ears. And I love music. Don't get me wrong. I like to listen to music, but a lot of times if I'm driving in my car and it's just me, if I'm with my kids and my family, I'll put on music. When it's just me, I'm listening to a podcast, or I'm listening to a book on Audible. All right, trying to self-educate, because I'm not satisfied at all with where I am as a coach, as a teacher, in my faith, as a human being, as an entrepreneur, as a podcaster. So I want to grow in those areas. Study groups or mastermind groups. Find people that you can get in with. You can study the areas that you want to grow, or you can mastermind with other people in your areas and build each other up. The iron sharpens iron relationships. I talk about those all the time because they're so important, you know. For athletes, going to practices, studying film, finding great coaches, reaching out to somebody who is awesome at your sport or in your position in your sport, and getting their advice, getting some mentoring from them, watching them on video. And I mean, how many people can you YouTube, right? So many athletes we can just YouTube these days, or whatever your sport is. I mean, wrestling, we have Flow Wrestling and all these different, you know, apps or websites that we can get on to study our sport and to learn. We can get on, we can buy film, you know, technique films and technique videos and things like that from some of the top athletes and coaches in the world. You can do that in pretty much every area. All right. So the beauty of all this is when I'm not satisfied, I'm going to self-educate. It's not always easy. I can't do it based on feelings. I must be consistent with it. I got to make it habitual, but it's way more enjoyable than having to study things that you were forced to study. Now, there's benefit in that too. Whenever you're forced to study something, you learn how to study, right? You learn how to do things that aren't easy. You build your grit. So whenever I have to do things I don't want to do, it takes some intestinal fortitude. Everything in life is not easy. Do hard things in order to be able to do hard things. If you always do easy things, you are going to become softer as a person. Then you're going to bail out when as soon as it gets hard. You're not going to jump in there and battle whenever it gets hard. So do hard things in order to do hard things. Challenge yourself with hard things. I mean, when it comes to, you know, physicality, make sure you're getting your workouts in. Go for long runs sometimes. Go for short, faster runs sometimes. Get on a bike and ride forever, okay? Whether it's stationary bike or whatever it is. Take cold showers periodically. If the weather's cold outside, roll down your windows and dry for a little bit with the, you know, with the windows down. Now, don't freeze yourself out. Be smart. Use your intelligence. But do things that are hard and difficult and make you uncomfortable, because you are going to kind of harden yourself to those. And then it's easier to jump in and go after and not bail out when the next hard thing comes along. All right. So having to study things that you don't want to study, again, nothing wrong with that. That's part of our education system. It's part of what we do. And that's okay. But it's a lot easier whenever you're studying things that you want to study, because you want to apply them. You want to use them. You want to grow from them, because you're not satisfied. There is no ceiling on growth as an athlete, as a professional. There's no ceiling on growth when it comes to creating good habits, when it comes to being a better person, when it becomes, you know, when it comes to how can I improve my performance in whatever area it is. If you are one of the best musicians in the world, it takes practice and practice and practice and practice. There's no ceiling on your growth, okay? Whether it's playing an instrument or it's singing or maybe you're a dancer, okay? And it takes practice and practice. It's all part of the growth process. So when Coach Atterbury said, Parks, don't get satisfied. Don't get satisfied. That's what he was telling me. Have a growth mindset. Don't be satisfied or don't get satisfied with where you are right now. You may think it's a good place, but guess what? Your potential is even more. You can go to a higher place. We can go someplace better than you are right now. Don't get satisfied with where you are. You're cheating yourself. So let me encourage you as I get ready to close out this podcast. What is your passion? Let me ask you, what's your passion? What makes you happy? Not just in the generic sense. Like, what are those moments that you're in? You know, I can think of a lot of them. And of course, you know, we can say, you know, our cliche things that are real, our family and friends, things like that. But let me just think, like, when I finish a super hard workout, where I'm at a wrestling tournament and one of my athletes who I know puts in the work wins a big match, goes there and battles, like, those things make me happy, right? And a lot of that for me, I guess, is tied to like how much work has gone into it, how much dedication has gone into it. Whenever you see your children succeed, dude, happiness, right? And then vice versa, you get heartbroken when somebody doesn't succeed. But let's think about, what are the things that make you happy? What are the areas you want to grow in? Do you want to earn more money? Are you an entrepreneur? Do you want to perfect your business? Do you want to grow your business? All right. Do you want to become a speaker? Well, guess what? Find things you can study and grow and practice and then go out there and get in, you know, right now, I guess it's a little different right now with our COVID stuff, but go to the local YMCA and, you know, say, hey, how can I help out in a small group setting? And just talking in front of people and helping sometimes, I'm not even talking giving a speech, right? Just talking in front of people and helping and leading in some form or fashion, I truly believe that helps you become a better speaker. And I'm speaking from experience here because I'm a speaker, right? I go out and speak a lot of places. I think some of the things that have helped me along the way is, one, my dad was a really good speaker. He was a great storyteller. I get to hear those. But I teach PE. And so every single day I'm giving instructions and I'm talking to my class. I'm standing in front of a group of people talking. I'm a coach. I'm standing in front of my athletes talking. And then I have volunteered and spoken for free at so many places, whether it's churches, a Boys and Girls Club, whatever it is. Practice, practice, practice. You begin to perfect your craft. You get better and better at it. So find ways that you can just go and get yourself in front of people and lead a group and just having it, not even writing and giving a speech, just speaking in front of people, right? And then find places where you can volunteer and actually go in and give some speeches. And then work your way up to getting in front of bigger crowds and more scary situations if those type of things scare you. I get nervous when I speak, but it's like the same nervousness I get when I was competing, which is a good nervousness, right? Ready to go out there and like lay it on the line and go to battle. It's a good feeling. It's like that scary like butterfly in your stomach, but it's good too, okay? So as I close this out, like I said 5 minutes ago, let me challenge you. Don't get satisfied. Find the things you're passionate about, the things that bring you happiness, and it doesn't mean that they're easy just because they bring you happiness, and go after those things and grow in those areas. Be content along the way. It's not always easy to do. Sometimes I find myself in a situation where I'm not content, all right? I'm not like Paul, where I'm ill content. Maybe I haven't achieved a goal yet, or there's something I'm going for, or I achieved a goal and it just wasn't that satisfying and I'm going for the next thing. Okay. I don't know if you've done any Enneagram stuff, but I'm an Enneagram 3, right? I'm an achiever. So going after something, and which is cool, which is good, you can accomplish a lot. But then you get there and like, all right, cool, what's the next thing? Not learning to sit back and celebrate and enjoy it. You got to do that too. That's part of it. So I want us to be content. I'm in the process. I'm learning. I'm trying to embrace that, right? Being like Paul and being content in every situation, whether it's hard or easy or good or bad, or you've achieved or not achieved, but not being satisfied, always being in a growth mindset and always trying to become the best version of yourself. All right, y'all. Hey, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. You know, I like to do solo podcasts like this. I have some great interviews coming up. If this is the first one you ever heard, go back and listen. I have a lot of podcasts, over 40 podcast episodes. And we've had some absolutely incredible guests coming on or that have been on. I got some guys, I got a UFC fighter, actually a couple UFC fighters coming up, some more college coaches, some good stuff on the way. But I also love sharing solo podcast with you because over the years, I've had some phenomenal mentors and leaders, and I have read so much and studied so much that all these thoughts are in my mind, and I want to be able to share them with you because they've inspired me and helped me grow. And it doesn't do us any good as human beings to keep things that have helped you to yourself. Share them with other people if you can. All right, y'all. Love you. Thank you so much. God bless. May God shine his face upon you. May he smile upon you and give you peace. Till next time, we're out. Hey, before you go, I just want to tell you thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Coach P's Perspective. And then a couple things that I would ask. One is hit the subscribe button. That way, every single time a new episode comes out, man, as soon as you open up your podcast app, it is right there, ready to roll. You can listen to a new one. The second is, if you would, and we earned it, give us a 5-star review, a quick written review, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts. That's great. You know, one of the ultimate goals is to grow this show and to positively impact as many people as possible, and that helps. And then lastly, jump over to lanefrostbrand.com. Visit my friends over there. You know, this is an incredible company, family-owned, operated, honoring the late, great Lane Frost, who is, you know, a former rodeo champion, was one of my idols growing up, and this is one of my absolute favorite companies. So if you need ball caps, t-shirts, all kinds of apparel, again, go over to lanefrostbrand.com and check them out. Thank you guys again. Much love and God bless.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.